The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Ashholes Podcast, and today we're talking about big ring gauge cigars. And wondering, is the fad over?
Oh, is it over?
I hope so.
Is it a fad? Was it a fad?
No big loss.
It was a thing. I feel like, you know, I wrote the title list. I kind of didn't do it justice. It was a thing. It was like 10 years of... Big ring.
Well, is it over? Because I'll tell you, there's when somebody comes out with three sizes of a cigar.
It's one of them now.
It is.
Yeah,
It's Robusto Toro Gordo, but is the Gordo now the slowest seller, and now it'll become something?
I would think it's the slowest of those sizes.
We're going to see. We're going to talk about that, and we'll give our opinion.
In the old days, if it was three sizes, it was Corona Robusto Toro Churchill, perhaps.
You're going way back, and then it became
Churchill.
Robusto Toro Churchill. Yeah. Then the boom comes, and it becomes Torpedo, because that was the go-to. If anybody could get it, it just weird what ended up happening. So we'll figure that out. But let's light one up. And we have a Gordo here.
This isn't a Gordo. This is a whale.
It's a whale.
Yeah. This is the H. Upman, the banker, day trader, whale size.
Huh.
So this is a cigar made in the Dominican Republic. It is a 6x60 Ecuadorian wrapper. Nicaraguan binder, Dominican Nicaraguan filler, $14.39 for a single or $127.99 for a box of 10. You can find it at twoguyscigars.com. That is the number 2guyscigars.com.
Box of 10.
Box of 10.
All right, so that's good. So a box of 10, you're at $12.79 per piece when you buy a box of 10. Is this the only size it comes in?
No, it comes in three sizes.
All 10s?
All 10s.
Oh, nice.
I made it. Of course it's all 10s.
Which is what... So you made this idea... Did you make the idea to call it the whale?
Yes. So originally...
Really?
I originally, when it was... This was the artist formerly known as Crypto.
Yes.
And I wanted it to be all like slang terms that were used in crypto. Like I wanted one to be... Whale was obviously going to be the big ring. I wanted one to be like... Moon, like to the moon is like a phrase and all that crypto trading, miner.
Bankrupt. That's another one. Now,
yeah, bankrupt. Yeah, well, that's why it's not called crypto anymore. Miner was going to be like the Robusto. And the Robusto is a funky size too. It's a 4.5x54.
So whale is interesting because it's a term that we use here of the bigger buyers, the heavy users of cigars that spend a lot of money. That's a whale, and we say it nicely.
Yes.
The big players is a whale. I guess that happens in casinos too.
Yes. I think casinos before even.
Okay.
And it was big in crypto with like, you know, Bitcoin whales or like, you know, some of the smaller coins.
All right. I think that it seems to me like the younger generation doesn't understand the terminology of that.
No, they do. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it means just a, you know, big spender, which is, they get it.
Will and a minnow, or you know, is it a fish thing or is it?
No, I don't think they even. Yeah, no.
Whales aren't
but
fish.
Big.
So. Yeah,
whales are huge.
Yeah,
I thought a minnow was a little cigar. Oh,
it is
particular.
Well,
they say
like when that whole thing was going down with GameStop and Dogecoin, it was apes strong together, which is from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That was that. You know, those were the term for the regular traders was apes.
The cold draw is kind of striking, I guess you could say. It's kind of like an artificial strawberry. So if you had like a prepackaged cupcake that's a strawberry flavored cupcake, but then spray paint the packaging, and so that's the that's the flavor.
It's very interesting
with a little salt.
It's got some
on the foot. It doesn't smell like paint. No. The tobacco doesn't smell like paint. It's just on the draw.
Yeah. But either spray paint or
artificial fruit.
Artificial strawberry.
You know what it is? It's strawberry quick if you just took the powder.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. What color is the box? It wouldn't matter.
Green.
Paint is paint, right?
Paint is paint.
The inside's not.
It smells like blue paint.
But the inside's not painted. Right, it's cedar on the inside. It's only.
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't
You know. Got something there, though.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
It's unique.
Wow. I guess it's time to light our cigar. Brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars. It's a lot of cigar here. Yep. 60 ring gauge is still big for me. I don't care.
Yeah, it's big.
I don't like it.
You don't like 60 ring gauge, period.
No.
Although you buy one on a regular, right?
I'd say it's more an occasional, but yeah, the only one I buy is the HVC Hotcake in 60. It's a very different blend.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the amount of half Coronas you smoke, you got to mix it up a little bit, right?
I know.
Do you feel like you're cheating on the half Corona when you smoke the big one?
I do, but you know, it's, what is it, 5-6 and a half Coronas crammed into one.
Yeah, true.
60 still feels too big for me, but 50, when I have a 50 ring gauge.
Then it seems small now.
Yeah. It seems small. I look at it and it does seem small, but a 60 still seems big, so I haven't quite.
52 is the new 50. You know, you're seeing a lot of Robustos and Toros in 52.
Yeah, and then now Toros are 54 is kind of the mainstay.
But 60 is
a lot of tobacco. It's a lot of tobacco.
Yep.
Can you imagine doing the 80 or now 100 ring gauge?
It's just not
That's insane.
No.
I don't think
it's a silent.
I don't think the 70s up caught on.
No.
So well, they sold a lot.
I don't think it's a real thing.
It's a specific person.
And I'll say that because you're seeing Asylum, which is known, I mean, really brought it to the game, right? Of 60 plus. And the new stuff they've come out with regular size Asylums.
Right. Yeah. The Serenity Now and Sandy Later. That's all 50s or 52s.
Our lighting sponsor really was early to the game with
way early,
way.
Yeah,
so they will. He predates all of that, right?
But he kept it reasonable at least.
Yeah.
And even making this cigar, there wasn't a lot of pre-existing blends that had a 60 ring gauge for FDA like purposes,
right,
at this factory.
Wow, really? Okay,
yeah, because I mean,
didn't they St. Louis Ray? Back in the day,
they still had a
big ring gauge cigar.
Yeah, they still make it, the Titan.
Okay.
Yeah, the Titan. It's in the black and silver packaging. We made a gift sample. It was like Clash of the Titans. It was the ball big rings.
It's too big. It's too big for a once in a while cigar smoker. Would not never get a 60 ring gauge, I don't think. Mm-hmm. That, you know,
right,
you got the hardcore guys that want their bang for the buck, and that's who the 60 ring gauge belongs to, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like go specifically for that size. You know, maybe it's a because for me, which is like hand feel, this is way too, it's not comfortable. I like to smoke in the car. I can't imagine driving with this. It's very distracting.
It is your best bang for the buck for the amount of tobacco you get, and you're going to be able to smoke for that long and all that stuff. Yeah, it's the best bang for your buck. So was the large popcorn at the movie theater, but it's too much.
Yeah, but also
so was the large soda. You know, the slurpy thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, but
and that's what I say about this. Unfortunately,
it would be more comfortable though. Like the Perdomo Churchill is an inch longer than this. And it's a 56 or a 55?
Four.
54. And it's about the same amount of tobacco, but it's just not as, you know, heavy in your
hand.
Which
you smoke often, right?
What's that? Yeah, I smoke it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the same amount of tobacco. It's just more presentable in that sense. But
this is a densely packed cigar.
It is.
A lot of tobacco. I'm not getting any of that paint.
No.
It immediately went away.
That's gone immediately.
Yeah. Immediately went away.
It's probably the band. Whoever designed the band probably.
I don't know.
Are these painted bands?
They are. At one point, it was a tree, and now it's a band.
So what I see about this is, never mind the day trader at the bottom and everything, but the banker is the brand.
Correct.
And the sub-brand is H. Upman, as opposed to H. Upman, the banker.
Yep.
It's the banker,
yeah,
H. Upman.
Right.
Almost like the banker by H. Upman.
Right.
Is that the idea?
Right. Well, yeah. So they made the original Banker came out maybe 10 years ago now. And it was, you know, for people who don't know, Herman Upman and his brother, they were bankers from Germany. And they got into the cigar business and started H. Upman in Cuba and all that. So they were bankers first. So they made, Altadis made the Banker brand for the United States, about 10 years ago. It was packed in like very, you know, money centric packaging. The design of it looked like, you know, cash, like with that, textured paper with like the green and white and so this project was a new offshoot of Banker, was, you know, which is part of H. Upman, so, but the main tie-in is the Banker side of it.
So is the idea for the Banker to have its own brand,
right?
Banker by H. Upman,
right?
Maybe someday it's just Banker.
Yeah, so inside the box of these, it says, it says the Banker day trader. And underneath it, in quotations, it says a new money release. So the plan was to have two lines within the Banker, new money and old money.
Okay.
So new money would be more, crypto, day trader.
Maybe someday it comes out. They got a little spooky.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that
you were at the printer as was.
Yes, I was printing this band. I should have. I have them at my house. I have a stack of them
of cryptos.
Yeah, they're printing them. Back, you know, and as I was there, is when Sam Friedman, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They crashed FTX while I was there, and I got a call that's just got to stop it right now. We already printed probably $15,000 worth of paper, and and then it became. This was Day Trader was supposed to be the sequel. And so we already had the name ready to go. And so we just put the name in and it still works.
Well, here it is. And, you know, if you look at Cohiba Bahique, that first came out as Cohiba Big, Bahique Small. Yeah. Later on, it became Bahique and Cohiba on the sides. And the version that's out now just says Bahique.
Right.
Cohiba's been removed.
Right.
And it lives on as Bahique of its own brand.
Right.
Is this the future of the Banker? And then H. Upman disappears?
I can't speak for it now. Obviously not working for the company, but I feel like in this case for the Banker line specifically, when people walked into a store, they weren't like, oh, I'm looking for the H. Upman. They were looking for the Banker. That's the more important part of the name. Now, if you were talking about other H. Upman products like H. Upman Vintage Cameroon, H. Upman 1844 Reserve.
The bigger name today, but for the future, like that's why Cohiba Bahique. Okay,
right.
let's use that name and eventually it can live on and be its own brand.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same thing about, like Short Story or Hemingway. Like that became bigger than Fuente.
Well, do you know that the Short Story... There's the Hemingway masterpiece, the Hemingway signature, the Hemingway classic.
Bestseller.
And on the Short Story, it does not say Hemingway.
Right.
It is just Short Story.
Right.
Which, if I go way back into the 90s probably, early 90s when that came out, very interesting. Maybe there was going to be a stories type of thing.
Right.
The short story, the long story, the tall story, whatever. There's but it never happened.
Untold story.
There is untold story.
Between the lines.
Mm-hmm. But it never separated from the Hemingway series.
You know what you could say, though? Honestly, part of that might be, you know, Altadis really owns all of the books. They own Romeo and Julieta. They own Monte Cristo, which is kind of Monte Cristo. They own Don Diego, which you can trace back to actually Zorro. I mean, that's not what the name is after. It can't be confirmed, but a lot of their products are based on books.
Well, that's interesting, which stems from the readers, the lectors of the cigar factory that would read to the rollers these books, and the next thing you know, okay, this is
Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Name is Monte Cristo. Although, wouldn't that be taking their name? Like Hemingway, I understand that they had to pay the Hemingway family, and not on the Short Story, though, which happens to be the biggest seller of even to the bestseller.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there's ways around it, too, if you misspell someone's name. You know, there's certain products that it's just the name's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that Whale was even available as a front mark, because it's so hard to, like, if you think of a cool size name or a cool, it's probably taken by somebody. And
you don't see a lot of people fighting over the front mark name as opposed to, because we all use Churchill.
That's different.
And Winston Churchill doesn't do. Why is it different?
Because
Winston Churchill has to pay the Winston Churchill family.
Well, because they say Winston. They say Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And it's a little different because, like, Churchill's it's weird. Someone could litigate it and probably win, whoever did it first, but it's almost become small, medium, large. Like, it's just commonplace.
Yeah,
it's like
Kleenex.
Think about how many cigar shops are named Churchill's or the Humidor. It's just kind of a common word. Whereas, like, if you think of, like, something, I don't know, some flashy name, like, I wanted to use Wizard, gone. Like, it's a front mark, and it's on a product that has nothing to do with magic. It's just a cool name, so someone used it.
Wow.
It gets tricky.
All right, so we're talking about Big Ring Gauge Cigar. Have they been popular for the past 10 years? I'll say unbelievably so, more than I ever thought they would ever get popular, and longer lasting than I ever thought it would. When it came out, I said, this is going to be a fad for sure, and not stick around. It grew, it grew, it grew. But I think it's peaked and dropped off now at this point.
So.
Do you agree?
I think so.
Do we
have some stats.
You do have stats on it.
I do. I have the last 365 days.
Okay.
And I can tell you what...
Of two guys, not of the world.
Yeah, not of the world.
Okay.
But, you know, pretty diverse. This is, you know, multiple locations, multiple... And I'm not going to name the brands. I'm just going to name the sizes that come up when, you know...
Okay.
You sort by unit, not by dollars, by units.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So, number one, what do you think it is? Not the brand, just the size.
Is Toro.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Followed by Robusto.
Rothschild.
Ooh.
Rothschild.
I'm going by products. I'm not going to.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, and this is in the order of units sold.
That's interesting. Rothschild. I'm happy about that because I like a Rothschild size myself.
There just aren't that many brands.
No. But,
and a good Rothschild's great.
Yeah.
Robusto.
Mm-hmm.
Epicure kind of gives away what it is.
Yeah.
Which is a Toro. a Torpedo.
Wow. Really?
Box press Torpedo.
Oh, well.
Oh. Okay. I know that one.
Toro.
Yeah.
Toro. 6x60.
Wow.
In a bundle.
In a bundle.
In a bundle.
So value, we're talking about your
value,
bang for your buck.
Value 6x60 makes all the sense in the world. Way up there at the top like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Robusto, Toro, Petite Corona.
In the past 12 months.
Past 12 months.
And if you went back 12 months before,
no,
it didn't even exist.
It would.
It would still exist.
Yep. If it wasn't brunette hair, it would be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is an anomaly. It's an anomaly.
And honestly, I can go on.
And
it's
infused.
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Eerily similar to strawberry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go much further, but basically another Robusto. And then a cigar that I thought would be much higher, which is a Big Ring Gauge cigar. Comes in natural Maduro. Comes from Nicaragua. Starts with a number.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, pretty diverse. But you can see that the focus is really in Toro, Robusto, and I like.
Yeah,
and that was the case when I was at Altus. Toro was number one selling size in every single SKU
and
every single brand.
I think if you went back some years, you'd say Robusto was number one. If I go way back, it was Toro. Then it went to Robusto. Then it went back to Toro, which I saw that change up as people had more time, COVID, different things that happened there. You ended up having a Torpedo that was on there. I'd say they're pretty much dead. Yeah. You had a box press that's on there. Besides them, I'd say pretty much dead.
Yeah.
I could go back, and Ed's probably with me, when Lonsdale...
Oh, big.
Was a big deal. Look at the Trofa went to 858. I don't know if it was on your list or anything.
It wasn't.
That's a Lonsdale, right? Yeah.
Great, and it's a great cigar.
Great cigar.
Great seller.
Size. Great size.
Yep.
Just not its day right now.
Yeah. I think you said, like, Torpedo being dead, it's only in specific SKUs where it lives. And it wasn't on that list, but, like, Monte Cristo White number two.
Of course.
Because people know that name if they walk in the door. Or if there's someone new, they feel like you said, when the boom, it was really big, they feel like they need to try that size. Or if they're very loyal to it. But it, as you can see with the numbers, I don't think Big Ring cigars are over. I think they've moved to a different segment of the market, which you're seeing more in the value smoker.
It's the top-selling torpedo, though, is Padron.
Yep.
Of all torpedoes.
In the last year?
In the last year. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's an expensive cigar.
Well, we talked about that specific person.
Yeah. And that happens, actually, to a lot of stores that are out there.
One person can skew your whole POS system.
A whale can actually really mess you up. That the guy buys eight boxes at a time, and he's a heavy user, and he actually changes one person.
Yeah, especially if it's a brand like Padron or insert.
Not dollars, or units,
like,
though.
Or units, or maybe like Oliva Figurado. You have one whale on it, but enough people buy it off the shelf
also,
and it makes
right,
it there.
Right, so, wow, that is unbelievable.
Yep. All right, why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we have Letters in the Mailbox, the Top 5, and the Weekly Six-Pack.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR, JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davroff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davroff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davroff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davroff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davroff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davroff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating. Is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, New Hampshire. Wow. We're smoking the H. Upman Day Trader Whale. And if you want to send us an email, it's theashholespodcast@gmail.com or head over to theashholes.net and you can use the contact us.
Here we go. We're smoking the Day Trader. I'm sorry, the Day Trader. The Banker by H. Upman. Day Trader. Day Trader is the line. So the bank, H. Upman, is a brand.
Is the brand.
And then the Banker.
Is the brand family. I'm sorry, H. Upman is the brand family.
And the Day Trader.
Is a line within the brand of Banker.
All right.
And the whale.
And the whale is the size.
Correct.
It's a lot of words.
A lot of words. He had to go to two bands.
Yeah, think about it. Like Marvel is the studio.
Okay.
Spider-Man is the franchise.
Yep.
Disney's Spider-Man movie. Far From Home is the movie. Boom, boom, boom.
And then you need one more. No, that's it, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who could make good cigars with a book theme? Rocky Patel. The bands are so big now, you could print a book.
Yeah. Inside.
Collect them right all, finish the story.
Yeah, there you go.
You put it underneath the band.
You release chapter one.
There once was a man from Nantucket. And then you have to buy the next one to see what happens.
I like a chapter one, chapter two.
Yeah.
On the live chat here, we're having a lot of people agreeing with Ed on the Robusto Toro Corona. I'd love to believe it, but it's not. That's the old days. Maybe making a comeback. I am seeing, we got the half Coronas going on with our friend there at
HVC.
Yeah. And boy, that's moving some units. $5 units, but it's moving some units.
Now the Connecticut will be coming in,
yes,
too.
Which should
can't
be a bigger
wait.
Seller.
Yeah,
should can't be wait.
I smoked two of them at the trade show. I have so many cigars to smoke, and I ended up smoking two of the same thing, which tells you something. Mm. But it was a perfect cigar in the morning to take the walk across the street over to trade show.
It's becoming a core offering. A lot of the new sizes that came out at the show, you saw Corona, Robusto, Toro, 60.
I like it.
Here we go. All right, so we have some letters in the mailbox. Here they come.
Incoming!
There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail. Whoa,
all creepy. Right, first one's from, we're playing catch up again a little bit. This is from Big Scott. He says, what's up with this Big Sky company? They're putting out some extraordinary blends. I bought boxes of the Blackfoot and Bitterroot. They are both cigars of the year worthy. Such a small company putting out such great blends.
Absolutely.
Big Scott.
They're young guns in the industry. We're watching them.
Yeah.
And they had the minnow. They don't want to get the
mad minnow,
the little cigar.
Big Scott loves Big Sky. Weird.
Here we go.
Is he from Texas? Everything's big in Texas.
That's true.
Next one's from Brian. He says, congratulations, Dan. I was already thinking of getting this week's six-pack, but when my brother told me he got engaged this weekend, I knew I had to get it for him. Congratulations to you,
nice.
Dan, your fiance, and congratulations to my brother, Dave, and his almost new sister, Rachel. See you next Tuesday.
Nice. Congrats to Dave.
And now we've got one we've been holding on for a little bit. It's from Nick.
All right. We held off on that,
Rhode Island.
It was a good one, so we held on to it.
Rhode Islander.
Yeah, Rhode Islander. And a big Dan fan, too. I have a question about Dave. So clearly, he's the point guard on the show, taking the lead and setting people up. But how come he only seems to set Dan up for shots?
Ah.
That's all you hear from him. What do you think, Dan? How about this, Dan? Boy, you have pretty eyes, Dan. And this isn't anti-Dan. I think it kind of is. Dan is tolerable, except for his awful... negative
tolerable.
Take on cigar lounges.
That's a big upgrade.
That's huge. You might as well just kiss me on the lips. Before, I was a menace to society.
I get why Dave doesn't set up Accent Girl or Ed.
Accent Girl.
Wow.
Did you hear that, Chrissy? Accent Girl, that's directly to a Jew because she has an accent.
Yeah.
So she's one person on the show that has an accent.
Yeah, but Accent Girl. Accent Girl clearly thinks she's better than everyone else. And it seems like the only thing in life he'd enjoy would be shanking someone in a prison riot.
Oh. Who you?
No, this is Ed.
Ed?
That's we're on to Ed. I thought we were still on me.
No,
I was like, wait, I want to shank someone? I mean,
no,
I do now.
You just shanking think people? You're better than everyone else, and I'm going to shank
I think it's just the
people.
Accent. I think I just sound
just
better. And also, you come from Rhode Island.
Hold on.
Hey.
Don't get me involved in this.
No.
Maybe we all sound the same because we're all
New
Englanders.
If you were more British, you would sound smarter than all of us. That's how I feel about British people.
That's what probably makes me think I sound... Maybe that's why I sound like I think I'm better than everybody else. There you go.
Chris,
better.
In case you don't know,
I talk better.
Rhode Island's not an island at all.
No. There's islands
within it. I did learn that.
It's got some roads. But
I did learn that.
We have islands in New Hampshire. We don't call it New Hampshire Island.
Well, that's your fault.
There we go.
Okay. So,
and he just needs to take the word think out of the statement of that he made about me. I don't think I'm better.
So Ed's going to shank somebody in prison. But what about the other guy? I think his name is Phil. Phil has been on the show longer than anyone. Yeah, that's me.
Keep reading your email there, Phil. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm sure he's got takes. Give the man a chance to shoot some shots. Is there a reason Dave doesn't give him the ball or clear the lane like he does for Dan? Does Dave think his opinion is garbage?
Dave.
How about you take Phil's mic off mute and let him cook him once in a while, which I don't even understand that phrase.
If you're going to win, let Booby spin.
Anyways, the show is still pretty good. Have a nice day.
Pretty good.
That was a pretty nice email from him.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love how much he doesn't like us, but he's emailing and listening and paying so much attention. So what I think it is I think he loves us.
Does he love me? Or
all of us.
Yeah. Just not to give you a hard time.
He just has cigar podcast envy.
So I'm trying to think, and I read this email 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It took weeks to pop up, but I read it. And I say, why do I do that? Because Dan writes the show notes. Now, normally on the other show, mm-hmm. I write the show notes.
Right.
So I don't have to go to anybody. I know where I'm going.
Say, Dave, what do you think?
Correct.
Well, I think that.
Or where am I supposed to go with this? Or what am I supposed to say? And just trying to stay on track.
Yeah.
So it's more asking a question of.
Usually an industry question or something. So
you don't have to justify yourself.
So it's my fault.
Well,
he made this cigar. And.
Yeah.
So I'm asking questions about with the band and what does the banker and H. Upman and this. I could ask Aaron, but Aaron would say, "I don't know. Let's ask Dan." So
it's a union job. We gotta hand the talking stick
actually,
to everyone.
It was perfect to save that email because this show even more than normal. Yeah. You're saying Dan. Yeah. Dan.
Right.
And
right.
I'm not shy. I can give my opinion when I want to give my opinion. So.
Well, as long as your mic isn't muted.
Yes.
Which it never is.
Never muted the mic. It's wide open for anybody to talk.
I only muted a mic on somebody once. That was Jonathan.
Oh.
During Cigar Authority. I just got sick of the drivel and had to mute him.
Interrupting while I'm trying to say something.
I just muted him. All right. He was outraged.
Did he know it?
Yeah, he was outraged.
Really?
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
I don't
flabbergasted.
Yeah. Wow, you have the ability to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy has the ability. Chrissy, have you ever muted anybody on all the different shows you did and just shut somebody off?
By accident. I actually did it this morning by accident. I hit mute instead of unmute on somebody's because I was trying to switch them out. They both started talking. I was like, there's no sound. I've done it a couple times when you guys, sometimes if you're eating or wanting to clearing your throat, I will mute you very quickly to give you a little buffer.
All right.
There,
but not to somebody interviewing somebody and somebody's interrupting.
Oh, God, no.
You kill,
no.
I've done it to singers.
You're on the stage.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're just not hitting the notes. Thrown off the mix.
Yep.
Wow.
You're the audio master. You know,
the singer.
He had to mute all the
and they have
bad
no
noise
idea because a different scent that goes to them. You know,
oh so. Wow! They don't even know you did it. That's better. That goes out, Chrissy. That was never done to you.
No. Better than everybody. You're not figuring this out yet.
He just said it.
You would never know.
Come on, you
what,
guys.
What, do you think you're better than me?
The no, I've definitely ridden the levels. I've never muted anyone. That's not my, like, you people, you're not you. The clients come in. They pay to do their podcast. Yeah. You can say or do whatever you true. Like. You can be screechy. I'll ride the levels and try and make you sound a little less nasally or something. But,
there we go.
You say whatever
so
you
like.
So
that's it? That's the end
that's
of that?
It, yeah.
All right, I'll try to pass it on better than I have. But I when I need to ask the question, like, what do you think of the cigar? I go to each person, and
I'll just shut my mouth
down the road. You don't have to end up
shut
doing
my
that.
Whore mouth.
All right, so
I'll try and be less good, I guess.
Don't do that.
It's hard.
No. Right. We're not going to start caving.
Exhausting.
To Nick.
And I Phil, if you people. Could just like,
he's our core demo.
Yeah.
Okay, I have Dave's six-pack, and last week we did it, and people bought it because it was your getting engaged.
Nice. This is my. I'm also still getting engaged, so feel free to buy this one.
But the other one is gone.
The other one's gone.
Yeah, just, so that's it. But this is Dave's weekly six-pack, and this H. Upman Day Trader Whale is in there. We're talking $14.39 that it's in there. We're going all Gordos here, it looks like.
Big boys.
Garofalo La Familia Maduro Gordo, $12.99 is in there. I'll tell you, it's a least go-to for me, only because of the thickness of the cigar. The other ones aren't all that thin either at $54. But 60, West Tampa Black Gigante. West Tampa Black Gigante. Did I ever smoke that? No. I don't know if I ever did.
I don't think you did.
It's just a non-go-to for me.
Yeah.
But yet, $12.19, good deal on that. Here's the best value of all Gordos that are out there. This is the Hightower 662. It's 6x62.
Torpedo.
So you're getting a little more out of it. You are getting a torpedo end on it on top of that. So you'd expect a little more for a bigger ring, a little more for a torpedo. The opposite, $7.79. That is an unbelievable value. Best out there, hands down. Abuelo, If you're going to listen to me, you're going to listen to whatever, right? Yeah. That's, Abuelo, the Grand Padre, the grandfather of all Big Ring Gate cigars, is $12.49, and a cigar that is in the Hall of Fame, the Cabañas Toro Gordo, is $11.49. So altogether, that would be $71.34. Someone's calling me. $71.34. Don't you know I'm on the podcast?
$72.34.
No.
Oh, mine weren't incorrect.
There we go. Is going to be $61.99.
Get on top of that.
Yep. So you're going to save $10 there. And there it is. Go to twoguyscigars.com. That's number two. Guyscigars.com.
I have a couple items here. Number five. Is that grandfather?
It's Gran Abuelo. I put Padre by accident. I had Padre on the brain.
Oh, Gran Abuelo.
It's Gran. So it is. It's Abuelo, Gran Abuelo.
So is that a great grandfather?
Yeah.
Abuelo's grandfather anyway.
Yeah, so it's the great grandfather of all cigars.
Really?
It is. Like I said. So go to twoguyscigars.com under the search bar, hit Dave's, you'll see it pop up. You click on it, you'll have till Tuesday at this time to end up getting it, and then it switches off to next week's, whatever that is. That's only for the asshole listeners. It's up there for you if you do it.
You know what you won't be able to get by next Tuesday?
The plug.
The plug.
The plug.
I'm looking at current online inventory of the plug.
Yeah. Seven.
Seven.
Seven left.
We were at nine before we went on the air. So
it says more about the audience than anything else.
They'll be gone today.
Today.
If you're listening to this live, if you're listening to it later in the day, there's only seven left. That's the Cigar Authority's 14th anniversary cigar. You're going to be wishing you got it. I
mean, did you think it was good?
Marketing,
I thought it wasn't going to sell as fast as it did, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's my favorite one of the three anniversary cigars.
I think we're going to have to come back next year with the more erotic cigars.
We got an idea. I'll tell you after the show.
Can't wait. I have one for you, too.
We talked about it this morning.
I have one for you,
too. Oh, I bet it's the same.
It could be the same.
It could be the same.
I bet it is.
All right, let's get to today's top five.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top five list.
All right, today's top five. We're talking about big things. We're talking about the top five biggest cities in the world, according to U.S. News.
By population.
By population. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of I've never been to any of these. I think you've probably been to a couple, Ed. You're a traveler here.
Yeah, a couple.
Maybe we can figure out even where they are.
All right.
Wait, number five, where is Mexico City.
Wow. In Mexico.
If you had the bell.
If I had the bell, I'd ring it. But I just did some testing for the Cigar Authority, looking something up. And Mexico City is one of the nicest temperatures to live in the world.
Really?
It varies between 65 and 75 all year round.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't go
very high altitude, too.
It doesn't go much lower, and it doesn't go much higher.
It's like it's almost like Denver, like way up there in altitude.
Yeah.
I think it's higher than Denver.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Mexico City, Mexico.
Yep. Number four.
Problem is it's in Mexico.
Yeah. This is, if you're speaking English, San Paulo.
Sao Paulo. In Brazil.
In Brazil.
Yep, where they speak
Portuguese.
Not
there's
Brazilian.
A lot of people
Brazilian
there.
Portuguese. Yeah.
Yeah. Brazil. I think Barry Manilow had the largest concert in the world there.
Really?
Some stat. We'll do that. I think we did it on the show once. It's crazy. Number three, Shanghai.
Shanghai, China.
China.
Big Shanghai, place. A lot of people. Billions of people in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Easy gun.
I haven't been to any of them so
no?
far.
No? How about Delhi in India?
I like a good deli.
I do, too. I like Athenian Deli for Nick and Cranston. Their shout out for Rhode Island.
A good pastrami sandwich?
No.
No?
Greek deli.
That's not even a deli.
Yeah.
What's a Greek deli? I never heard of
it's
it.
A good one.
They make the pizza in the pan.
They make gyros. They make spinach pie. They make everything.
You wouldn't like it.
You listed the two things that everybody knows about Greek food.
Yeah. I don't eat the Greek food. They have regular. They have good regular food.
Yeah.
I got a Caesar salad there. Yeah. Number one, Tokyo.
Japan is the biggest city in the world.
Population.
Really. Biggest city in... Biggest capital in the United States.
Capital.
Oh, that's tricky.
No, it isn't. Boston. Period.
That's yeah.
It. Well, Boston.
Boston.
Not Sacramento. Sacramento, maybe?
That was what I was thinking, yeah.
No, Boston.
But no,
yeah. All right. Yeah, people would say New York City, but that's not the capital.
No, it's not the capital.
It's beautiful Albany. Yeah.
There you go.
I've been to Tokyo half a dozen times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you Nam.
Yeah, I was in the Nam.
Did you travel as much to listen to every Cigar Authority episode? You know,
yeah, I had
back and
to.
Forth?
All right, we got to give a rating to this. This is the Banker, H. Upman Day Trader.
Yeah.
Banker, H. Upman Day Trader.
Listen, take mine for what it's worth. I hate 60 rings gauge cigars,
okay.
So I can't get higher than an 87.
87 because you got a problem with the thickness of it. You're going to have to try a different size of it.
I will.
Which I will have also, but I am going to go and bump you up two and go to an 89. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear it. Aaron, go next because you can speak.
So I was almost took into account this ring gauge, but I'm ignoring that, and I gave it an 88.
88?
I was going to do an 87.
All right, we got
an
89, 88, 87.
So well, we're at 88. Right?
So my original one, I crumbled it up. I gave the packaging a 96, but I gave the cigar a 90.
90.
Because you know what? This is not a size I would ever smoke, and it's enjoyable.
There we go.
It's different.
You thought it was good?
I thought it was good.
Box of the 10, worth a try. You can buy a whole box.
You can get 20.
Cigars.com.
That's right.
Everybody carries it. It was a big one at the show. Yeah. Everybody's in on the Day Trader. So look for that. That is it. That is it for the show today. Next week, we're talking something we talk about often, which is cigar food pairings.
Are we going to do any pairings?
I feel like we did 8 food shows in a row where we're eating, so I feel like we have to kind of do this.
You got
to
do it?
Yeah.
Okay, and we can talk about also with the expo coming up. Tickets are going to be on sale real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we can even give the information of who the food trucks will be.
That's right.
Right? We'll give the information.
Important.
We'll tie that in.
We'll taste.
Yes.
Pun intended.
Can you get samples from all the food trucks?
I'll see what I can do.
Next week's show.
All right, that'll be it next week. Until then, you've been listening to the Ash Holes broadcasting from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio, right above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll see you next Tuesday.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.